This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Well, let's start there with Jalen Fulk. 15 right. games, 33 targets, 12 receptions for 87 yards. This dude did not put up a 100-yard season, which was, I'm going to be honest with you, that's an absolute shocker. I mean, yeah. I wasn't expecting a 1,000-yard season, not on this roster. But, bro, can we get 500 yards from a dude that looked pretty dang good at Washington? 36% catch rate? I mean, competition for targets, there really wasn't that much. It's New England's, you know, again, pass-catching profile was just wide open. I thought Jalen Polk for sure were topping 500 yards. The guy had 87 on the season. That is wild.
Yeah, man, and like just straight up. Well, first of all, this stat again, I think I mentioned a stat from Josh Norris about Xavier Worthy on last episode. He also had a good one on Jalen Polk, where he caught 8 of his first 10 targets last season. Wow. And then 6 of his next 24.
Wow.
To end the season. So good. I think that actually does a really good job of explaining the biggest problem of Jalen Polk's season, which was catching the football, which is kind of an important thing.
Catch rate, man. That's insane.
Kind of an important thing when you're talking about a wide receiver. Now, yeah. Two things I want to just say off the top about Jalen Polk. Number one, I think, you know, no way around it. I just got to, you know, kind of raise my hand and cop to what I think looks like a major miss regarding my expectations for how Jalen Polk's rookie season was going to go. Like, we'll get into the context of some of how of his season went, but I mean, he just did not play like the guy I thought would to play in his rookie season. Like, we'll see what the rest of his career looks like. I'm not totally, you know, willing to just throw him out just because of his rookie season, but
right.
I thought he would be a pro ready player. And by the way, the front office thought he would be a pro ready player. We'll come back to that in, you know, throughout the course of this profile, but Elliott Wolf, the de facto GM of the Patriots, viewed Polk as a plug and play guy. You know, and obviously they plugged him, but he didn't play. So not great. So again, everything I say here is not to like make a bunch of excuses for the guy or make excuses for myself, because I do think that while he was set up to fail, I think, I also think he did nothing to earn himself role catering and the type of things that we want to see for a young wide receiver. And that brings me to my second point. The most disturbing thing about Jalen Polk's rookie season,
okay,
I mentioned it, it's the catching, which I thought at the very least, based on who I charted as a prospect, right. I thought he had some of the best hands in the class. He had a great contested catch rate in college. In his prospect profile, he was over 80% contested catch rate. He was right up there with Roma Dunze, actually over 84% contested catch rate as a prospect.
Wow.
He had a 20% contested catch rate in his rookie reception perception sample. I mean, just atrociously bad. I don't think he dropped a pass over the course of his prospect profile, or I think it might have been like one or two. No, he did not drop a pass for his prospect profile. He had a 10.7% drop rate in his rookie year profile. And beyond that, I also thought, like, man, this is a great, like, dirty work player. He loves to mix it up in the run game. He was probably the worst blocking receiver I've watched from last season. So that was crazy. Again, all the other stuff, that's one thing. I thought he would at least be a reliable player in terms of 100%. Catching the football and mixing it up in the run game. He couldn't catch shit and he couldn't block for shit as a rookie, which I did not see coming in any universe.
I mean, he's a high second round pick for a team bereft of pass catchers, right? And we're thinking, okay. And again, you go back and watch him play at Washington. Matt, you're not the only guy that thought this. I mean, dang near everybody thought, okay, Jalen Polk is somebody that could come in. He might not necessarily be, you know, he's not going to be a world beater, but he's going to be a high quality player. That's the kind of player that you take in the second round. And again, by the way, I mean, again, we're talking about a 6'1 guy, 205 pounds. You know, had a 4.5, 240, a good athleticism overall. This is just, and again, I love the fact that you brought up the fact that, you know, at Washington, this guy's mixing it up. He was mixing it up. I mean, he seemed like a pretty gritty player. It makes me think there had to have been This isn't just a football thing. There's no way. There's no way that this is just a football thing. I would love to know what the backstory is, the personal backstory for Jalen Polk, his rookie season, because, man, there had to have been something that was just putting him on tilt. These numbers just don't, I mean, Matt, some of these numbers, they just don't make sense, man. I mean, 55% success rate versus man coverage. I know he wasn't great against man, but still, 61.5% against press. These are not good numbers. And then 75% success rate versus zone. Clearly, he was a better zone player than man player at Washington, but again, we got to see that number creep up way closer to 80% than what we saw his rookie season.
Yeah, I think the thing that, and again, I don't have any reporting on this or anything like that, but you just like read between the lines of what Elliot Wolf said about like Polk, and later on at the NFL scouting combine, he talked about how they kind of felt as if they overloaded, like they maybe put too much on his plate. It's not like hard to read in between the lines and think that Elliot Wolf is pointing the finger at the coaching staff for this. Mm-hmm. And like, look, I mean, I think they still probably misevaluated Polk. Like as much as I thought Polk was a nice prospect, they took him over Ladd McConkey. I mean, they didn't take him over Ladd McConkey, but they traded out of the pick that eventually became Ladd McConkey and then took Jalen Polk. That's still, and they said after the fact, like, which I would not have said this. Nobody asked you to say this, but you still said it anyway. They were like, oh, if we stuck there, we would have taken Polk over McConkey. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Wouldn't have said it. And I wouldn't have done that. Like, obviously, yeah. Ladd McConkey was a better prospect than Jalen Polk, but I still thought he was a guy that could go in the second round, and that was like perfectly reasonable. So I think we both, regardless, totally. We still probably misevaluated the player, but I think they were I think the coaching staff made some mistakes with Polk. And I don't know anything about like what they were teaching him in the room or some of the fundamentals, but it clearly was not a room that was developing young players, right? I mean, John Baker doesn't see the field. Polk was just an absolute nightmare. You know, a lot of issues there in the wide receiver room for the New England Patriots. And they're all getting a fresh start under a new coaching staff. And I think that's critical for Polk in particular, because just, again, I'm not making excuses for him and the way that he played poorly. He did not show an ability to separate. He did not show to be a fast or sudden player. He didn't play a lot of urgency. And I thought he played with urgency at Washington. But like I said, I do think he was set up to fail. James, he took 81.3% of his sampled snaps outside. He was on the line of scrimmage for 61.8%, which actually came down from the in-season rookie report. And the in-season rookie report, he was, you know, on the line for nearly 70%. Like, it wasn't actually until they basically took him off the field and benched him for dropping passes and then kind of throwing a fit about it, which is, you know, I mean, come on, dude. You can't, if you're making mistakes, you also can't. This is, young players make this mistake all the time. You got to just live through it. You can't be pointing fingers and the immaturity of it all. You got to just play through it. We talk about this with our guy Elijah Moore, right? You know, when he threw that fit when the team is winning games. You can't do that. And it certainly, if you're out there dropping passes, you can't throw the fit. But like they never played him really off the line of scrimmage for a high majority of his snaps until after they benched him and put him back on the field. So, like, in no way, and this is where I'm saying he's set up to fail, because also he ran a 9 route on 22.5% of his sampled route. What? Like, what are you, like, there's have, no.
Has this coaching staff seen this guy play? It's like, what about his tenure at Washington would make you think that this is an on the line X receiver that's just going to win you downfield? What about his game from Washington would make you think that? I have no idea.
Exactly. There is nothing.
Did New England think they drafted Rome Odunze? Is that right? Is that what they? I feel like what I'm so confused. It's like they're playing them like Washington played Rome. Like what are you doing out here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because, again, going back to his prospect profile, he was in the slot for 35.8% of his snaps. He was off the line of scrimmage for 47%. He was, you know, it was on the line in the slot, and when he's outside, he was off the line as the flanker. And he ran a 9 route in his prospect profile, 12% of his sampled routes, and it was below average. So it was a success rate. It was one of his worst routes, and he barely ran it relative to most prospects. New England's coaching staff has him run 9 routes more than any other route. more than any other route. Crazy. And it, and again, the results are disastrous. A 41% success rate. Like,
crazy.
I'm not saying that the rest of the route chart looks great. It doesn't. Okay. No. Like, but he's also running a lot of curls, and that just like, did they think they drafted Trey Harris? I mean, or like, you know, Alec Pierce or something? Like, what are we talking about with this route deployment of Jalen Polk? So again, this is where it's not too dissimilar, honestly, to like what we talked about with Quentin Johnston after his rookie year, where I think from the get-go, he was set up to fail, but he played so poorly. You can't sit there and be like, well, if they only did this, that, and the other with him, it's just like, yeah, once you're in the flow of the season,
right,
you gotta get on board. You got to start catching the football, but it's tough because I do think this happens to young players. Sometimes they get put into a role that doesn't suit them. And maybe that's the reason why Polk had all these like mental lapses, because he's just like, this isn't even something I'm familiar with doing, because it's not the position he played in college.